What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Time to see my face or hear my lovely voice. I'm a dog-nosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about the one word that narcissists hate the most. Ooh. Y'all know what that word is. But before we hop into that, make sure y'all hop over to Amazon and check out my self-love journal, Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal by Lee Hammack to help you rebuild that self-love. I have another book coming out here soon. I'm co-authoring with my wife. It's going to be fire. So be prepped for that one as well. But yeah, the one word that narcissistic, toxic ass people hate the most. And yes, I'm talking about myself to y'all. I'm a narcissist, and I have been mega toxic in my life. This is not me trying to escape accountability like some people think on my platform. Like, Lee, you're still a narcissist. You act like you not, you act like you different, but you still a narcissist too. Don't you dare. I introduced myself the first 7 seconds of my video telling people that I have a personality disorder. But the one word that narcissists hate the most is two letters. It's a short word. One of the shortest words, if not the shortest word in the English dictionary. No. Nine. No. Hell no. Nope. Can't do it. Anything that has the shares that definition of the word no, anything that makes a narcissistic person feels rejected, no. No, no, no. No. The word no can set a goddamn narcissist all fat like a firecracker. You want to say a narcissistic firecracker? You can set their little fuse by saying the word no. No. Bow. They blow up. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I tell people, it's like, how do I spot a narcissist at the beginning of a relationship, Lee? How do we spot them out quicker so we don't have to deal with them later on? Yo, find a way to say no. That's it right there. Yeah, I feel that's how you spot a narcissist faster. Find a way to say no. Is it foolproof? No. No, it's not foolproof. But it's damn near, I would say it's 90%, 90+%, 85% to be safe, y'all. Give or take, you know, standard deviations. But seriously, think about it, y'all, from that perspective right there. Like, the word no sets them off so badly. So in the beginning of a relationship, when you're getting to know somebody, when you're getting to know, I know that the homophones, homophones are words that sound alike. Homophones. Or the words like no and no, N-O and K-N-O-W. Like, the one way to know if you're dealing with a narcissistic person a lot of times is to say the word no, N-O. You know what I mean? Find a way to say no. When you're getting to know someone, find a way to say no. Set a boundary, y'all. Narcissistic people hate the word no because no feels like rejection. No is you telling me what to do. No is you telling me I don't have power. The word no strips a narcissist of their power. If you say no, when we first get into the, if you say the word no when you first get to know somebody, if they want to do something, he's like, no, I don't really want to do that. I'm not interested in that. If they feel rejected, they're quicker to take their mask off than to keep it on. Like, some narcissists cannot handle it. Wow, you gonna say no? I thought we were getting to know each other. I thought we liked each other. They'll push back on your no. They will press against the no and try to push the door down on it. They will try to bust open the word no for you. Like, then if you say no to them, like, you see the red flag I have on now, the red flag mask. If you say no to them, they'll breathe on like a damn bull. Then the mask can come off, y'all. Say no. Of course, be careful and use discretion, because some narcissistic people would snap on you, especially if you're in a relationship. It's easy. Let me say this right here. It's easier to use this magic word earlier than it is to use it later on in the relationship. Once a narcissistic person feel like they've established their boundaries on you in your relationship, then it'll be harder for you to tell them no later on, because they'll really rage on you, because now they'll rage out on you later on for saying the word no, because now they have a level of comfort of you saying yes to everything, or you being amenable to everything, or you agreeing to everything. Because even if you don't want to, you don't want them to blow up on you, right? You see what I'm saying? So that happens quite a bit, y'all. So say the word no. You can say it with ease. No, 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 no. But be careful. Again, the longer you've been in the relationship, the harder it is to instill boundaries. The harder it is to change this person and how they look at you. You know what I mean? So early on, say no. And y'all, if you say no and they blow up on you, leave them the hell. God, here comes a rant bubble. I wasn't going to do it, but I feel it bubbling up. If you say the word no to somebody when you're just getting to know them, or y'all are early on in a relationship and they blow up on you, y'all, leave them the hell alone. Like, if they rage out on you in the beginning, what the hell do you think they're going to do down the road? Believe, everybody deserves a second chance. No, everybody doesn't deserve a goddamn second chance. Everybody doesn't deserve a second chance, y'all. They just don't. Everybody does not deserve a second chance in your life to hurt you again. No, they don't. Believe, your wife can give you a second chance. Y'all, I've been married. I have kids with this person, and I've been working on myself for 6 years in therapy. And I'm going to be going to therapy for the rest of my life. Don't compare your person to me, because I'm working on myself actively.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You see what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't look at my journey just like, well, Lee, I'm going to forgive them because your wife forgave. No. See, I just set a boundary on you. No, you didn't like what I said the word no to you right there, did you? You see what I'm saying? Leave at the first transgression where they may, when they show you the anger and the hatred in their heart, leave then. Why wouldn't you? You see what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you leave then? You know what I'm saying? I know the trauma bond is, but Lee, they treated us good first. But y'all, they really just showed themselves. When you say the word no, so I've read a study a long time ago. I cannot quote this where it is. It says it takes on average about 90 days to get to know somebody for who they really are. Within that first 90 days of getting to know somebody, find a way to set a boundary, find a way to say no, find a way to make them feel rejected, because that helps you show them who they really are. It helps show you who they really are. Narcissist. No matter what stage of the relationship you're in, no matter what type of relationship you're in with them, it could be your parent, it could be your friends, it could be your boss, it could be a coworker. You say no to them, they will show themselves. If you're just getting a friendship started and you say no to them and they raise out on you and they spread rumors and they start a smear campaign, ain't no way in hell you better let them back in your goddamn life. I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to my kids right now. I've got my hands on love, I've got my hands on my hips right now. Ain't no way you better not let them. I got my Southern drawl out there, Reedsville, North Carolina, Southern drawl coming out. Ain't no way you better let them back in your life. Why would you do that? You see what I'm saying? You have to empower, y'all. You have to empower you, because no one else is going to do that for you. Why would they? You know what I mean? Why would somebody else empower you? Why, especially if they want something from you, especially if they're getting some type of supply from you or some type of validation from you, why would they validate you when they don't feel like they have to? Why would they empower you when they feel like they don't have to? They feel like the validation that they get from you now should be standard. Sorry, y'all. Rant over. But y'all, seriously. Narcissistic people hate the word no. They hate it. It's like I hate it. I still hate it right now. When people, I hate rejection. The reason narcissists hate the word no so much is because it makes them feel rejected. And that rejection, guess what? Y'all know me. Y'all been following me for so long. What does rejection lead to, narcissists? What does rejection lead to? Shame. What does shame do to narcissists? Destroy us from the inside out. We don't want to feel shame. We want to avoid shame at all costs, right? So what we doing, we want to avoid the word no at all costs. So some narcissistic people mitigate their own risk in relationships and don't take chances where you say the word no. They try to coerce you into saying yes before you even know what you're asking. They try to get you to agree to something before you even know what you're agreeing to. So you can't say no. You already said yes, remember? I told you, surprise, you already said yes, but I don't really want to do that. You said yes already, gonna take it back. Okay, I'm sorry. Gotcha. You see what I'm saying? But you have to, yo, you are responsible for empowering yourself. You have to. This is one of those things where you have to empower yourself on this journey, because if you don't, I'm just telling you, this is where it leads to, y'all. It leads to you suffering in a toxic relationship when you don't need to sometimes. I know a lot of y'all are already in the relationship, and some of y'all are coming out of one, and you're looking to date again, you're looking to get back out there, and you're looking to make more friends, whatever it is, y'all. Use the word no. If you have a problem saying the word no, buckle your goddamn safety belt, because you're going on a bumpy ride for the rest of your life. If you have a problem saying no, bumpy road coming. Bumpy road. Your ass is going to be bumping up and down for the rest of your life in pain because you can't say the word no. Find a way to say no. The more no's you get, the better it feels, y'all. The more you can say the word no, the better it can feel. It's like, go in the mirror right now. This is your homework for today's video right here, y'all. Go in the mirror right now, after you finish this video, of course, all the way to the end, and say the word no. And just type, look, we can just type a stop sign. I would just say type the word no in the comment section. It would no work. Yeah, type the word no in the comment section. Just put no. That's your homework today right there, y'all. If you made it this far, type the word no in the comment section just to test it out. Just to take it out for a spin. You're taking a look. You're getting in a new boundary vehicle, and you're taking it for a spin right now. So just say the word no. Just say the word no in the comment section. Just say no. That's all you gotta do. Say no. Smiley face, whatever. Just say no. You can add whatever you want to. You can add whatever you want to afterwards. But just say the word no. Just to take it for a spin and see how it feels. No. No, Lee. And y'all, if you don't do the part, like I said, I know people are going to say, well, like, well, if I don't put the word no, then that's me setting a boundary too. It is. But yeah, but it's better to say it, to try it right now. Just say no in the comment section. You know, if you see somebody else put the word no in the comment section, like it. Like it as well. Like their no's. Just let you know as well. You see what I'm saying? Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Do your homework. Make sure you get your homework done today. Like and subscribe for more, as always. Good to hear this is up. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love Journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.